There's purpose to me discussing that, because these are the signs of change. These are the signs of expansion, where we really take ourselves higher, where we really take ourselves into our fuller placement, into our fuller consideration. So what I was talking about is, like, every time I raise the bar in terms of my own, they're saying excitement, but frequency, it's like when I do this, I'm literally a different person doing it. I know that sounds so weird, but it's true. Because as we keep shifting our energy exchange, in other words, as we keep shifting consciousness as we go, we keep arriving at a new world order. They wanted me to explain that. You're not trying to create a new world order in terms of how everyone else is perceiving it. It's really recognizing that how you receive life is through your own mind, is through your own consciousness, is through your own awareness. So when you lighten up, sorry, guys, there's a little cough going on. So when you lighten up, when you graduate some, meaning when you open yourself up, and they're saying to open up the door, but you can open up a door, you can open up a window, you can open up your teepee, you can open up your skylight, you can open up your heart, please open up your heart. But it's like, the more that you say yes, the more that you go exploring, the more that you decide to travel some, you're opening up to a new, they're saying Christ vision. But what that is it's like vision of yourself without your ego, without your judgment, without your, like, dragging the past along with you. So this is like a very significant, like, pivotal moment where we exchange hands, where we exchange glances, where we exchange triumphs. And what they mean by triumphs is, how would I say this? It's like we all want to succeed in the linear, and we will and we shall. But the more that we understand that the triumph is not actually what happens in the outer arrival, the triumph occurs instantly when we say, yes, we can. So we're saying, yes, we can to our light. We're saying, yes, we can to our truest flame. So when I just said, or we just said, I should say, it's like, I don't even think of I when I do this, our truest flame, there is this huge empowerment. There is this huge heavenly flame. There is this huge heavenly glow inside that we're learning to self-activate, that we're learning to understand, that we're learning to be aware of. So when I tune into this, I just have the threefold flame. And when I receive that, I don't feel broken. And the best way to explain that is remembering that we're really a star, meaning we're really the sunshine, meaning we're really light on air, meaning that we're really the light. So when I receive that threefold flame as my true essence, as my true self, as my true restored existence, there's no shame, there's no guilt, there's no past I need to be concerned about, like, what if someone finds out, what if this, what if that. It's like there's a baptism inside. It's like a fountain of youth. And so that fountain of youth is, it's all washed away. It's all washed away. So we're going beyond duality. We're going beyond the past. And we're really opening up that heart light at last. So again, the more we practice opening up the heart, the more we're going to understand who we truly are and how we can conceive. So remember, it's like what you're going to manifest, what you're going to materialize has to do with what you're ready to receive in consciousness. So the more that we say yes to our light, the more we graduate steadily, meaning like opening up to that inner flame, opening up to that inner canvas, opening up to our light the same. When we anchor that, when we acknowledge that, when we commit to that, the external has to catch up, because like equals like. And so when you're holding that finest note in your heavenly value, meaning within, you're going to materialize, you're going to bring forth, you're going to suddenly notice options, choices that you were blind to, literally, because you didn't meet it inside. You didn't meet it in consciousness yet. You didn't meet it in terms of the vibrational sinking. So like equals like. So allow love's advantage now. So love's advantage now is you are love. You're not the ego. You're not the conflict. You're not the war inside. Remember all the conflict we observe out of, like, we want peace on earth. It's all showing us our conflict inside. So the answer is to heal the conflict inside. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're acknowledging. That's what we're trying out. That's what we're testing. I'm looking at this most magnificent picture, but somehow in the shadows I see a skull. And what I get from that skull is like really overcoming the belief in death, the belief in fear, the belief in lower consciousness. So when I'm seeing that, that's not, oh, maybe one day if we're really, really good and the masters decide to bless us, That's saying it's here now. If I'm seeing that, it's available now in our very space, in our sacred storehouse, in our divine sequencing and essence. So allow yourselves to prepare. And the preparation is, how would I say this? Like, prepare for your innocence. Prepare for, it all doesn't matter. It's all washed away. Like, prepare to enjoy your lift up status, meaning returning to your truth, returning to your oneness, returning to your holy flame, returning to your extraordinary establishment. So when I'm saying extraordinary establishment, it's because everyone really, really, really is extraordinary. So we don't get that, you know? It's like, who do you think you are? You're wrong, or whatever it is. So extraordinary, like what is that? What does that even mean? So that's what we're learning to try on. So just imagine trying on an outfit in the store or whatever. It's like, let me try on extraordinary, not from the ego, not from competition, not from higher, lower extraordinary. Extraordinary in mass. So I'm extraordinary, you're extraordinary, like we're all extraordinary. So we're allowing ourselves to step into that at last, to allow ourselves to receive. So when we say allow ourselves to receive, you want to notice how you feel about that. Are you really ready to receive? Are you ready to receive more? And are you comfortable with that? Or do you feel something's going to kick you from behind? Like if I try, my hand's going to get slapped or whatever it is. So if you're noticing any of that tension, you want to release it now. And it's so easy. It's so simple. You just drop it out of your hand. You can also put light in it. You can purify it with the violet flame, whatever you want to do. But it has to do with your intention that you're acknowledging that all things are now possible. Because again, we're creating with light. We're creating with ease. We're creating with our heavenly consent. So allow yourself love's advantage, meaning the light, meaning the love that you are. Allow that sacred flame to increase. Allow yourself to drop the past. Allow yourself, remember, we're receiving our magnificence. When I just said we're receiving our magnificence, the energy running through my legs right now is so extraordinary. So this is the point. It's like, yes, yes. Yes, saying yes to your divine self, saying yes to your divine presence, saying yes to your sacred heart. Receive, 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 and so it is.